But if you're sincere, it just continues to help you and inspire you to grow. Amen. People could get mad at Sister Hicks, and some do. Some get up and walk right on out. Then others, amen, while she's swinging that two-edged sword, amen, me for one, amen, I say, I need that, Lord. I'm not going to get mad at her. I need that. Cut me wide open. I don't even think in terms of getting mad. Amen. I want to know the truth. If I'm missing it and I'm going to end up in hell, my God, preacher, why didn't you tell me when I was on earth? My God, preacher, why didn't you take that Bible, amen, and hit me over the head with it rather than to let me leave and do my own thing and end up in a bottomless pit? That's true. Amen. That's the Bible. It says they will. People, he says, I take no pleasure in that soul, that mind that draws back unto perdition. So I'm going to preach to you. I'm going to be that way. If I see you headed towards a ditch, I'm going to jump out there and grab you by the hair of the head, amen, and pull you back and say, hey, man, wake up. Look what you're doing. And perchance and perhaps maybe God, amen, will get in there and intervene and strike you with that two-edged sword. When you get pain, amen, it wakes you up, sobers you up, doesn't it? When you're kind of frolicsome and full of folly and foolish and madness and you're carrying on, and all of a sudden you hit yourself real hard and you experience some pain, you sober up real quick. And I know when I was in high school, amen, I don't look like a mean one now, but I was the roughest one in high school. Amen, I was, Sister Curtis. Now, you may not believe that, but that's the truth. And I tell you what, I'd be walking, and everybody wanted to challenge me, everyone, every new brute that came. Brother King could stand up and testify. Brother King, is that true or false? He went to school. All right. Amen. Now, I'm not saying that in reference to you or anything like that, but I'm just saying that I was a meanie when I didn't have Jesus Christ. Amen. And there were times, amen, I'd be just real foolish and walk around and someone would hit me so hard, they'd sneak up on me and just, kawamo! And it sobered me up. I mean, ice cold sobriety. Huh? I mean, just, you're awake, man, you're aware. And have you ever had a car accident? Huh? Maybe you were thinking foolish thoughts and all of a sudden you had an accident. It wakes you up. You're so sober. You ever had a death of a loved one? It wakes you up. You're sober. So pain is there to wake you up and make you sober and to bring you to a realization, to squeeze you into a realization. And that's just the way that God intends opposition to work upon us human beings, is to squeeze us and mold us into a place of God realization. Amen. Of the reality of why we're here. And before it's over with, God will bring you to a state of God consciousness continually. And it's through opposition that He desires to work this beautiful and mysterious work in our lives. Amen. Now, tonight's subject is on stress, or in other words, pain, stress, opposition, anxiety. All right? Because we're faced with it every day. Has anyone been under any stress today whatsoever? Let me see your hands. Have you really? Have you? Amen. A lot of it back there. Okay, I don't want to kick you while you're down, but that's just where it goes. Amen. Amen. I don't want to be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Amen. But I don't want to bring any more stress on you than God wants to bring upon you. But like I said, it will just squeeze you into a realization. And then you won't be under stress anymore. But yes, amen, I can say that stressful situations came, the pressure came, amen, today. Every day there's pressure. Every day there's some type of opposition. If you don't have it on your job and everything goes well there, then and you don't have it, I mean, at church, then you'll have it at home. God will anoint somebody to do something. Amen. Now, He doesn't like to use that situation. But if one is out of the will of God and not running on, He'll use them to push the other one. Amen. He would rather go another means, but He does that too. He uses all situations in life. If you don't get it at home, you may get it right here at church. You're going to get it somewhere. Amen. Somewhere you're going to get opposition. You're going to get stress. And there was a boy that was in Canada, and He was always under pressure and stress. He did not have the Lord. And he would always write poems, and his poems would always be about going through dark tunnels and going down a dark alley or a dark way and not being able to find, the end of his way. This was in his poetry. And then he would turn back in his poetry and not be able to find a way out. And that boy, before it was over, the very place where he sat down and wrote his poetry was the very place he took a gun and blew his brains out. The boy suffered tremendous stress and anxiety and opposition. And he was always writing, I think there was one quote that he felt like he was tied in knots all the time. All right? Now that those poems were just expressions, amen, of how he wanted to be freed from this stress and from this, pain. So let's bow our heads. Maybe God can work a miracle in your understanding tonight so that you can walk in the light, amen, that God may turn a light on that will remain with you. Amen. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Mighty Jesus, mighty God, I come to you, Lord, believing you, God, to do something for us tonight, Lord. Lord Jesus, oh, God, not that you might remove us, Lord, from the stress and the pain and the opposition, but that, Lord, you might, Lord, instruct us and advise us and counsel us, Lord God, in it as to what to do, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you, Lord God, to please speak, Lord God. Lord, speak through me, your servant, God, and get me out of the way, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, anoint this word, anoint this word. Father, open up the scriptures, Lord. Anoint us, Lord God, to understand your word tonight. In the name of Jesus, write your law upon our heart. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, a lot of people don't break in the way that this little boy from Canada broke, amen, by committing suicide. But they break and under the stress in many other ways. And stress, you can label it worry. And it's labeled by the medical profession as the number one culprit of all psychosomatic diseases, amen. That's mind diseases, amen, that come from tension and anger and anxiety. On it goes, the inner war within. And after a while, it finally starts making its way out to the body realm in the form of ulcers. You have ulcers, you probably worry too much. Now, there are certain foods, there are exceptions to some of these things. There are certain foods that you can eat, too much acid, that can produce ulcers and so on. But one of the main causes, amen, the medical profession will tell you this, amen, because statistics prove, amen, that this is a fact, that most ulcers are produced through worry, too much stress, amen, too much anxiety. A lot of your skin diseases caused by worrying, amen, too much tension, too much, amen, pressure and stress. A lot of your high blood pressure is caused through stress and pain and opposition and worry and so on. Heart attacks, of course. Jesus said, men's heart in the last day, men's hearts shall fail them because of looking out at those things that shall come upon the earth. And try to get through my stuttering tonight, okay? He says, in the last days, men's hearts, heart attacks, their hearts shall fail them for looking upon those things that shall come upon the earth. Their hearts shall fail them. Anxiety over, amen, anxiousness and filled with worry, amen. These are all negative feelings. God sends them, though. God is behind these, amen, this opposition and this stress. It is, amen, a fact that $500 million worth of tranquilizers are used per year in the United States? $500 million. Now that's a staggering figure. I mean, I looked at it and I thought, now, is that right? Yes, that's right. It says $500 million worth of tranquilizers are used to bring the central nervous system down into low gear because of stress and opposition. That's powerful. In the United States, every person in the United States, this is another outlet for stress, and that's cigarette smoking. 204 packages per person per year in the United States. That's a lot of cigarettes. That's a lot of stress. Amen. These are forms of outlet. The greatest form of outlet for that was the Canadian boy who blew his brains out. Like I said, not everyone gets to that point, but others express it with psychosomatic sicknesses and back aches and neck aches. I know when I worry, and God have mercy on me, but I know when I get in tremendous pressure, under pressure with backsliders. Now, there's nothing that brings me more stress than backsliders. Amen. Because I was explaining to someone, I'm tied to their heart, unfortunately. And when they start pulling away, I don't even think about their money or anything like that. I think they can come back and never pay tithes if they want to, but I don't think God would let them. Amen. They just wouldn't have a desire. They wouldn't eat every time you'd shove it out there to them. But if it's up to me, I'd say, well, just sit right here. Don't go nowhere. If paying tithes is your problem, don't pay tithes. I mean, I still want to see you here. I don't want to see you consumed. But it doesn't work like that. Amen. There's a principle involved. And God keeps his principles and his laws. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. And when I experience tremendous stress and anxiety, my neck gets real stiff. Now, not every time. Not every time I'm under a lot of pressure and the result is a stiff neck. Because the weather has a lot to do with that, too. Popping it at too young of an age all the time, and it causes muscle spasms. And when the winter comes, the cold weather comes, a little cold front comes, the muscles contract, and there I am. But a lot of times, your back, I know my back hurts when I'm under a lot of stress. I break out with a little rash in my back, huh? Now you know what I'm talking about? And so there are many other outlets for this tension and this stress, I mean, besides suicide and so on. So the doctors got together and they developed a little chart. And on this chart, amen, it evaluates the impact of different stress situations. And so I'm going to show that to you here tonight. You see that? You might want to take note of that. You'll see how much stress a person's under when they're going through this. Now, the doctors warn people that if any three items on this chart here happen with intensity all at one time, people suffer what is called a nervous breakdown, okay? They cannot take all three things with intensity happening all at one time. Look at the divorce of a spouse is right there. Whew. That's powerful. Divorce, number one, 100 on the degree of impact. The death of a spouse, and the divorce is 73. Okay, that's second, but that's powerful. I mean, that's a lot of stress. A marital separation, that's a lot of stress. Jail term, that's a lot of stress, I'm sure. Never been there, but I'm sure that it is. I wouldn't want to. I get stressful thinking about it. Death of a close family member, 63. Personal injury, marriage, 47. When you and your mate are not seeing eye to eye and there's some disunity there, the impact of your stress is 53, isn't it? Or 50, okay. And you get fired at work, you're under a lot of pressure. This is good to have, this little scale here. When you know someone's going through something, they may look like they're not going through it, but saints, they're going through it. And this is how much pressure and stress that's on their mind, all right? And you comfort them and you help them. Now, I'll comfort you in a very gentle way and beyond this pulpit, but I'm going to swing that two-edged sword when I get up here, amen. Because there's others that need, amen, the two-edged sword swung beside you. Y'all like this little scale here? Retirement, 45. Why? Pregnancy, 44. Business readjustment, 39. That's true. Change in responsibilities, 30. I think this is change in responsibilities at work. Or maybe the other one defines that. I don't know. Anyway, children leaving home, 29. Begin or end school, 26. Trouble with the boss, 23. Change in eating habits, 15. Then I've got Christmas, 12. That's true. Don't you all kind of, your brow kind of gets turned downward during Christmas time before you buy all those gifts? You know it does. There are more suicides. They ought to have more than that. There are more suicides that take place during Christmas than any other time of the year. And then I think this is vacation. That's 13. That's that routine panic bit. Now, three of these happening with intensity all at one time, amen, have pushed many people to what is called a nervous breakdown. Amen. Now, if I can, Chris, plug your guitar up for me. I want to put on a little demonstration here. Y'all don't mind me going soft here tonight, do you? This right here is change in eating habits. Yeah. Change in eating habits causes stress on the mind. Where? Yeah, degree of impact and then situations. Good little chart to have handy. Okay, take that bass note, take the bass and turn it all the way down. All right, here we go. Okay, now, are y'all through copying? I want you to pay attention. If you're not, we'll wait. Amen. Boss. Amen. Now, for us as Christians and people in the crucified way, the only outlet we should have is lifting up the name. Thank you, wonderful Lord. Okay, now, y'all see Chris and this guitar here. You are this string, all right? And as the will of God turns, I want you to keep on plucking on that, as the will in turning this slowly, as God's will of opposition turns in your life, amen, and the base here remains stationary, in other words, it's pulling against, all right? It's causing opposition. This is going one way, this is going another way, opposition. And as the will of God turns, and I want you to come on. Now, what happens to it? Go ahead, keep on hitting it. It's getting what? Loose or tighter? That's called stress. As God turns on the heat, amen. If I break it, I'll buy you another one. But I'm not going to because this is a strong string, amen. Okay, now hit those two. Amen. Now, that was a stressful, very stressful situation as the bass of that guitar was pulling in the opposite direction. Amen. And God was pulling amen, that key in the other direction. And because of that tension, amen, the string got tighter and tighter, amen. Now, there's two classes of people here. If you're weak, amen, under stress, you know what will eventually happen? You'll experience a breakdown, a breakdown. Amen. The more the opposition, the tighter the string becomes. But because you are being taught and through knowledge escaping, amen, the pollutions of this world, hallelujah, and through grace and knowledge growing up in the Lord Jesus Christ and through the principles of the Bible, you know what happens as you get tighter? Play a beautiful chord. Harmony, amen. You're able, amen, when God strikes with his hands, hallelujah, and your situation gets tighter, you know what comes out? Music, amen. Praise unto the Lord, hallelujah. Total opposite story of those, amen, that are weak, amen. When the strings get tighter, amen, the opposition gets tighter and tighter and tighter, amen, they finally break down and do all kinds of crazy things. Now, that's powerful, saints. Now, I put that demonstration on once before. But if you are lifting up the name, you'll come forth with the praise. With the touch of the Master's hand, you're able to come forth with praise and harmony and a beautiful love song unto the Lord. Now, this is what this church is all about, because there's opposition out there. I'm going to teach you how to lift up the name. Amen. Because I don't want you to have a nervous breakdown. Now, God is a God of balance, and he sends opposition. He sends you pleasure, and he also sends you pain. He sends you opposition. Now, turn to Hebrews 10, verse 16. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So if we're strong, saints, then all opposition is going to do to us is tune us up. Huh? Just going to tune us up. And saints, you cannot afford not to study and get in God's word, because you'll be weak in the faith. And then when opposition comes, you'll break under it. Or it'll come out in all these other various outlets that I just told you about. Amen. Rashes and ulcers. And I think it's a shame for a Christian to have an ulcer. I really do. Unless they're eating acidy foods. But that lets you know that you're worrying a whole lot more than you are lifting up the name in your situation. You know, I get that picture, amen, of that little, and you've seen the picture of it, amen, the little bitty bird that's out on a limb over this huge raging waters, amen, that are just going and thrusting forward with all force, amen. Then you have a little branch out there and a little bird sitting in a nest just and underneath you've got raging waters and turbulence and so on and so on, amen, but you've got this little bird just singing a beautiful little song, amen, to the Master. And that's where God wants us to be and get, amen. Now I'll tell you the reason why God sends opposition in your life. Turn to Hebrews 10 verse 16. Be here Sunday morning, saints, and invite as many people as you can. I got a most powerful sermon. Oh, my. Hebrews 10, 16. And honey, I need to get you to help me on my demonstration material. I'm going to build a rocket. A real rocket, a big one that'll touch the ceiling up there with three stages. Amen. I better write that down or I'll forget. Hebrews 10, all right, verse 16. Lord Jesus, quicken this to us tonight, Lord. This is the cutting covenant. Amen. This is the covenant. And whenever you see that, that means to cut a covenant. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the husbandman, the Lord, I will put my laws into their hearts. I will, and in their minds will I write them. Hallelujah! Now, God's going to teach you what's right and what's wrong. You know how he's going to do it? Now, I can tell you all day long when you're in pleasure what's right, what's wrong, God, what God expects out of you, and so on and so on. But you're really not going to have it in you until the finger of fiery opposition comes along and your heart, fleshly tables of your heart, and that fiery trial, that opposition with that fiery finger comes along. And when you go through that opposition, he is writing, amen, with his finger of fire, his laws in your heart and mind. Now that's the purpose, amen, of God sending opposition and stress and pain in your life, so that he can write with his finger of fire upon your heart his laws. Now that's powerful. Go to Galatians. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. You wonder why God sends stress? It's not to make you commit suicide, by far. And not for you to break out with a rash on your head. Or have a backache. But God is trying to write his law in your heart. And when you buck up against that finger of fire, you're going to have problems coming from within. And they don't show themselves overnight sometimes, but it takes a while. 5:22. Now, God uses opposition. I told you that last week. Amen. Using the life of Peter and so many other examples in the Word of God, that God uses oppositions to bring forth the fruit of the Spirit in your life. Amen. 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. Amen, right? Meekness, temperance, against such there is no law. That's powerful. And experts that are very knowledgeable in fruit care, they know exactly how much coal to put on those plants. Amen. They use their huge fans, amen, on some of these farms to make sure that, amen, they're not covered with too much frost, amen, so that it might ruin the fruit within. They know how much warm air to allow to hit, amen, those trees, amen, so that, like I said earlier, that it may retain and cause the sap to rest within. They know how much hot air to blow. They know how much sun, amen, to allow, amen, that tree so that, amen, the sun, the rays of the sun draw out the fruit. Amen. So there hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. He will not suffer you to be, what, tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation make a way out. Amen. So God's trying to bring forth fruit in you, saints. And like I said earlier, you want patience, then let God take you through many, many impatient situations of life. And before it's over with, you know what you're going to get out of that impatient situation? Pleasure. When that fruit of patience comes forth in you, it's a pleasure to have patience. It's a relaxation. Amen. It's a rest to have patience. And when everyone else is impatient and carrying on, the world's going crazy and men's hearts are failing them for fear of what's coming on the earth. Amen. We're singing praises unto God.
Hallelujah.
Full of love, joy, peace, and mercy in such a horrible, amen, dark and demonic possessed time. Amen. So what's God trying to do in you? Trying to tune you up with opposition. And saints, if you don't believe this and you keep on, I mean, resisting and resisting, you're not going to be a better person in character and personality as the years go on. You'll be worse. Now, number one, he sends oppositions. Why? to write the law in your heart, okay? Amen. And for you to lift up his name. Also, he brings opposition and stress and pressure in your life, no matter how it's coming. That's God, the just one, to bring forth the fruit of the Spirit in your life. Amen. Now, I don't know if this is three or four. What is it, four? Three. And many times God brings stress and pressure in our life, and he will, saints, to cause us to redefine our priorities. Did you hear me? To cause us to redefine our priorities, to get our priorities right. Amen. Now, we could go through the Word of God tonight, and I could prove that over and over and over. But I will just speak those examples. And for example, there was the children of Israel in the stressful mud pits. Amen. For all those years, to get her priority right on who she was going to worship. Now, God made, amen, a very stressful situation for the children of Israel.